Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Go Beyond with Pastor Michael Urisha from the Judah Ministries International Worship Center. For more information about our ministry, please visit our website at judahministries.net. That's judahministries.net. Or find us on Facebook at the Judah Ministries International Worship Center. Here's Pastor Michael with a short word.
Let me give you one more example. We're talking about a living sacrifice. This one is found in Genesis chapter 22 when Abraham is about to sacrifice his son Isaac. Abraham told his servants to wait for him. Right here, he said, stay here while the boy and I go up the mountain to worship. Read the story. Genesis chapter 22. All the while, Abraham knew that his act of worship was going to be to offer his son, his only son, on the altar as God had asked him. But here's what I want to tell you this morning, church. When Abraham was up there with Isaac, it was in that place of worship. It was in that place of sacrifice. It was in that place of obedience when Abraham discovered God to be Yahweh, Yireh, Jehovah, Jireh. That is where God is first mentioned. Elohim is first mentioned as God, my provider. But it was in his place of worship. Are you hearing me, somebody? It was in his place of willingness to sacrifice his only son. It was in his place of obedience. God, I hear you. It doesn't make sense, but I'm going to do it anyhow. Listen, my friend, everything that God's going to ask you to do is not going to make sense in the natural sense. Eye has not seen. Ear has not heard. Honey, not even in our puny little minds do we conceive the thoughts, the plans that God has for us who are calling to his purpose. My ways are not your ways. My ways are much higher than your ways, Isaiah writes. Even as the heavens above the earth. It was this story in Genesis 22 where God provided. He showed up and he provided a ram in the bush. Let me teach just a minute here. Right in those same passages when you read, God speaks to Abraham. And he says to Abraham, he says, I will provide myself as a sacrifice. If you recall in John chapter 8, when Jesus is speaking with the Pharisees, watch this. That's when Jesus makes the claim, I am. Remember they asked him? He said, I am. That was very offensive because Jesus was claiming himself to be deity God. Jesus makes this statement. He says, Abraham saw me on that day. I believe that when Abraham looked up, oh God, and he saw the sacrificial lamb that God would eventually provide. Because he said, I will provide myself as a sacrifice. It was Jesus Christ who was the ram in the bush that came a few thousand years later to hang up on that cross. Come on, somebody, are you hearing me? Are you hearing me?
Pastor Michael will be right back with the conclusion of today's message. For more information about our ministry, please visit our website at judahministries.net. That's judahministries.net. Here's Pastor Michael with the rest of today's message.
He's Jehovah Jireh. We sang the song, he's a way maker. We serve a God who can make a way when there is no way. He can make streams in the desert. We serve a God who can speak universes into existence. We serve a God, that is not an on-time God. No, he's not an on-time God. He's a before-time God. He's a during-time God. He's an overtime God. He's an eternal God. Honey, listen. When you got thrown into that fiery furnace, the Lord didn't say, oh no, my daughter's in the furnace. My son is in the furnace. Let me hurry down and help him. No. Honey, he was in there waiting for you. He was already there. Preparing the music so you could get your little dance on in the midst of the fire. Come on, somebody. So sacrifice, church, also has to deal with our level of worship as well. The question is, will you worship through the pain? Will you worship through the suffering, through the divorce, through the doctor's report? Will you worship him even though you lost your job? Will you worship him as a living sacrifice?
You have been listening to Go Beyond with Pastor Michael Yerusha from the Judah Ministries International Worship Center. For more information about our ministry, please visit our website at judahministries.net. That's judahministries.net. Or find us on Facebook at the Judah Ministries International Worship Center. Until next time, may God richly bless you in Jesus' name.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.